This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper voted to pass Democrats' ambitious package called the Inflation Reduction Act. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports from Washington.
The strict party line vote came after a marathon weekend Senate session that included votes on dozens of amendments from border security to permitting reform the Republicans can use against Democrats in midterm elections this fall. Hickenlooper said he was prepared for that.
Well, they're always just trying to embarrass us and force us into a vote that looks like we're voting one way when they know we really are the other way. And it's no fun, but it's a small price to pay to save the world.
But Democrats did the same thing, forcing a majority of Republicans to vote against a price cap on insulin for private insurance. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A former principal is suing Weld County School District, alleging he was fired because of his Christian beliefs. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
Brian Littlefield claims he was fired last year after he spoke to a group of Christian athletes off school grounds. He claims his faith-based speech had no connection to school and was protected speech. School administrators accused him of racist and homophobic behavior after parent and staff complaints about such incidents. The federal lawsuit comes just a month after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled a coach's post-game prayers were protected by the First Amendment's free speech and free exercise of religion clauses. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Adams County Sheriff's deputies were involved in a shooting over the weekend that left a suspect dead and a deputy with minor injuries. It happened at an apartment complex in North Glen when officers contacted the suspect over an arrest warrant. Construction begins today on new gates at Denver International Airport. The work will add 5 gates to DIA's A concourse. Frontier Airlines will use the new gates for at least the next 10 years. Across the metro area today, sunny this morning, some clouds in the afternoon, mid-80s for a high today, and up into the 90s on Tuesday. In Vail, 77 and a bit warmer today and for the next few days. Fort Collins, 85, Grand Junction, 96 this afternoon, and about the same tomorrow. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.